Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Memorial Day. What are your plans, not only for Memorial Day, but for the entire weekend coming right up Saturday? Well, you may be starting actually today, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Lots of possibilities of things you could do. But what do you think of when you think of or when you hear the words Memorial Day? Fun? And for some people, it's the annual trips to various grave sites of their family members and friends. But what do you define? What do you think of as Memorial Day? Well, I want to have us think back, and I found out some information I'd never heard before about Memorial Day. We think we start something kind of new in our history. Well, like many of our important traditions, not so. Memorial Day events weren't held in the United States until the late 19th century, but the practice of honoring those who have fallen in battle dates back thousands of years. The ancient Greeks and Romans held annual days of remembrance for loved ones, including soldiers, each year, festooning their graves with flowers and holding public festivals and feasts in their honor. In Athens, public funerals for fallen soldiers were held after each battle, with the remains of the dead on display for public mourning before a funeral procession took them to their interment in a very prestigious cemetery in Athens. And one of the first known public tributes to war dead was in 431 B.C. And that was when an Athenian general and statesman delivered a funeral oration praising the sacrifice and valor and of those who were killed in war. And a speech that, for those who know about it, compare it to the tone of Abraham Lincoln's Gettysburg Address. So that saying, there's nothing new under the sun, well, it's probably true for Memorial Day also. So what about some of our past history? As the Civil War neared its end, thousands of Union soldiers held as prisoners of war were herded into a series of hastily assembled camps in Charleston, South Carolina. And conditions at one camp, a former racetrack, were so bad that more than 250 prisoners died from disease or exposure and were buried in a mass grave behind the track's grandstand. 3 weeks after the Confederate surrender, an unusual procession entered the former camp. So, on May 1st, 1865, more than 1,000 recently freed slaves, accompanied by regiments of the U.S. colored troops and a handful of white Charlestonians, gathered in the camp to consecrate a new proper burial site for the Union dead. The group sang hymns, gave readings, and distributed flowers around the cemetery. So that's something that we probably have not heard of. Certainly I have not. And then, moving on, just a bit later, but not much, in May of 1868, General John Logan, the commander-in-chief of the Union Veterans Group known as the Grand Army of the Republic, issued a decree that May 30th should become a nationwide day of commemoration for the more than 620,000 soldiers that were killed in the recently ended Civil War. So on Decoration Day, you know, that's what a lot of folks still call this day, on Decoration Day, and General Logan was the one who started that, Americans should lay flowers and decorate the graves of the war dead, whose body, and this is a quote, whose bodies now lie in almost every city, village, and hamlet, churchyard in the land. So according to at least some information, you know, sometimes it's hard to gather the exact information, but according to legend, Logan chose May 30th because it was a rare day that didn't fall on the anniversary of a Civil War battle, though some historians believe the date was selected to ensure that flowers across the country would be in full bloom. Makes sense, huh? After the war, Logan, who had served as a U.S. congressman before resigning to join the Army, returned to his political career, eventually serving in both the House and Senate, and he was an unsuccessful Republican candidate for vice president in 1884. When he died a couple years later, Logan's body laid in state in the rotunda of the United States Capitol making him one of just 33 people to have received the honor. Today, Washington, D.C.'s Logan Circle and several townships across the country are named in his honor of this champion of veterans and those killed in battle. So, General Logan, had you heard of him? I hadn't. I'm always learning something new and hope you are too. Well, he probably adapted the idea from earlier events in the South. Even before the war ended, women's groups across much of the South were gathering informally to decorate the graves of Confederate dead. In April 1886, the Ladies Memorial Association of Columbus, Georgia, resolved to commemorate the fallen once a year, a decision that seems to have influenced John Logan to follow suit, according to his own wife. However, Southern commemorators were rarely held on one standard day, with observations differing by state and spread out across much of the spring and early summer. So when did Memorial Day, Decoration Day, whichever you'd like to call it, when did it become a federal holiday? Pretty recent history, actually, not until 1971. Americans, we all embraced the idea of Decoration Day immediately. That first year, more than 27 states held some sort of ceremony with some 5,000 people in attendance at a ceremony at Arlington National Cemetery. By 1890, every former state of the Union had adopted it as an official holiday. But for more than 50 years, the holiday was used to commemorate those killed just in the Civil War, not in any other American conflict. It wasn't until Americans' entry into World War I that the tradition was expanded to include those killed in all wars, and Memorial Day was not officially recognized nationwide until 1970s, with America deeply embroiled in the Vietnam War. Although the term Memorial Day was used beginning in the 1880s, the holiday was officially known as Decoration Day for more than a century when it was changed by federal law. 4 years later, the Uniform Monday Holiday Act of 1968 finally went into effect, moving Memorial Day from its traditional observance on May 30th, regardless of the day of the week, to the set day, the last Monday in May. The move had not been without controversy, though. Veterans groups concerned that more Americans associate the holiday with the long weekend of the summer and lots and fun and games, and not its intended purpose to honor the nation's war dead, continued to lobby for a return to May 30th. So for more than 20 years, their cause was championed by Hawaiian Senator, a name you may recognize, decorated World War II veteran Daniel Inouye, who, until his 2012 death, introduced legislation in support of the change of the start of every congressional term. Well, where did all of this start? Well, as you have just heard, well, what date do you use and where do you use and who do you use? For almost as long as there's been a holiday, there's been a rivalry among those who celebrated it first. Bowlesburg, Pennsylvania, bases its claim on an 1864 gathering of women to mourn those recently killed at Bettysburg. In Carbondale, Illinois, they're certain that they were first thanks to an 1866 parade, and that was led by John Logan. There are even two dueling Columbus challengers, one in Mississippi and the other in Georgia, who have battled it out for Memorial Day supremacy for decades. Only one town, however, has received the official seal of approval from the U.S. government. In 1966, 100 years after the town of Waterloo, New York, shuttered its businesses and took the streets for the first of many continuous community-wide celebrations, President Lyndon Johnson signed legislation recently passed by the U.S. Congress declaring the tiny upstate village the official birthplace of Memorial Day. So I guess since the president said that's where it is, that's at least the official beginning. There's probably still arguments going on. So Memorial Day, what's your tradition? What are you planning to do? There are so many choices over the weekend starting today, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. So sometime in there, let's hope that all of us take a moment, perhaps at a, if you're a family reunion, maybe it's just a, an official moment of silence to remember our fallen veterans and also all of our ancestors who have given us so much. So until next time, take a moment for memories.